Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
We're back, and in studio with me now is Maureen Ryan from Barama Kumaris Mediation Centre. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely delighted. So, tell me about Barama Kumaris Meditation Centre, if I'm getting that correct.
Yes, you're correct. It's a meditation centre, and the Barama Kumaris was founded in India in 1937, and we've been in Dublin in Ireland for over 30 years. And we have a meditation centre in Clare Street, and I don't think we've ever needed meditation more with all the stress we've got in the world today. It's open to anybody who wants to attend. We offer personal development courses, teach meditation, or just come and sit and relax.
And the leadership of the organisation is female?
Yes, it is. And our CEO is 101.
Fair play. It's obviously doing something right.
There's no doubt. And she's travelled around the world. She was in Ireland, I think it was 2010. And she did many programmes around Ireland, but she got ill at that stage and unfortunately ended up in hospital. So she's was in London recently and just returned back to India. And she manages over 1 million people around the world.
So I noticed one of the things is managing and controlling stress and anxiety. I'm very interested in that. Can you tell me something about that?
Well, I certainly believe that stress and anxiety is one of the biggest challenges today, and anxiety in particular with children. So we live in very much a rat race world, and everybody is very driven, and there's a lot of pressure, real pressure, and there's a lot of perceived pressure as well. So you've got to be able to work out what's going on. And we give them tools to help them deal with that anxiety. And as a meditator, I do it from both perspectives. This is the field that I work in. I teach stress management and help people with their anxiety and challenges in that particular area. But if you take it back, everything starts with the mind, how I think, how I communicate with myself. And today we're very driven by fear. Fear, anxiety, guilt, have to do, you know, everybody today has got to succeed, they've got to earn, they're under pressure financially, they're under pressure in relationships, they're under pressure in many different areas. So it's inevitable we're going to have very high anxiety and very high stress, but it's what we do about it. And there are many, many programs out there offering solutions. But we've got to do the inner work, the self. But people who are very stressed and full of anxiety, and you mentioned meditation, it scares them. The thought of a quiet mind is very scary when your mind is incredibly busy.
I mentioned this nearly every week. I worked for a large retailer for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took some time off, and then I worked for Coonwirra. For about 18 months, and I would know Sister Concilio.
Yes.
And I have sat down with Sister Concilio, and she's spoken about meditation. And during the process, in the treatment centre, meditation is very, very important, and it's done every morning.
Absolutely. It has got to be part of our daily routine. And it's making time for it. There are many things we can do. And one is, you know, calming techniques. If we work on breathing techniques, we put plenty of oxygen into the body. We put plenty of water into the body, a good diet. And every morning, just get up 10 minutes earlier than normal and just sit in a quiet space. Just take 10 minutes quiet time just to go inside and just to emerge your peace, your inner peace, your inner calm. That, I guarantee you, will set you up for the day. But the thing is, what we do in the Brahma Kumaris, we have what's known as traffic control of the mind. And every hour, there'll be music played throughout the larger centres in the world. And people will just stop where possible. And just to go inside for a couple of minutes, just to take a few deep breaths, just to stand back from the chaos. And what happens then is you slow down the mind, you refresh the mind, and you calm the body down. So you're much more effective and much more proactive when you get back into whatever it is you're doing, because you've just re-energized, you've stopped the craziness that's going on, you've taken a step back, and then you're able to look at things with a fresh mind. You have more energy as well.
Tell me, what is the difference between mindfulness and meditation?
The way I see, mindfulness and meditations, essentially it's all about quieting the mind and having positive thoughts and having awareness and being in the moment. But meditation is something that we consciously set time aside to. And in meditation as well, it's about going inside for us in the Brahma Kumaris, is seeing ourselves as a soul, seeing our innate qualities of positivity, peace, love, truth, happiness and contentment. And the more I emerge those innate qualities, then the more I'm able to connect with the supreme, the higher source, whatever you want to call it. And I think that is the difference, is having that spiritual connection and to consciously do it every day. I do it every day, and if I don't do it, my day will fall apart.
Now, and I have to say, I don't meditate. Maybe I should, but I don't. But I know I went through quite a stressful time in my life, business life. What I found for me, I know this sounds really silly, but telling myself I'm happy, telling myself...
Excellent. Yes.
You know, to smile.
Yes.
It actually got me through things. Actually made me... When I smiled, it made me feel better. Even though, you know, everything was going on hectic around me, it got me through it, because I got up in the morning and I said, I'm happy, I'm going to smile. I spoke to someone else about it, and they said, yes, that's all part of mindfulness, and that is actually changing your own mental attitude, or your into a positive.
There's no doubt it actually works, because it is mindfulness meditation, because it's how I feed my mind. And if I tell myself every day, I'm peaceful, but I've actually got to say it in a quiet way and literally take it down into every cell in the body. Whereas if I'm screaming at myself, I'm peaceful, it's not going to work. You're just angry. You know, but that actually really works. And to consciously do that every day. So every thought creates a feeling. And every feeling will create an action or a reaction. So the more I feed myself positive thoughts, the more my feelings are calm. And it's easier then to respect other people, to respect myself, and to respond to what's going on out there. It gives me that few seconds breathing space. And that can actually save a multitude of apologies when I just take that step backwards.
And once again, just from my own experiences, when you have a positive outlook, it doesn't change everything, but what it does is it makes you see the positives. It makes you see the positive opportunities, rather than if I'm in bad form, all I see is the negative. Just as happens to everybody at home in their own personal relationships, somebody comes in, says something. It can be taken two ways.
Absolutely.
If I'm in a positive mood, I'll see it as a positive and we'll have a laugh and a joke. If I'm in a negative mood, it goes the opposite way. So my view on life is that if you are a positive person, or if you think positively, you don't have to be a positive person to think positively.
Absolutely.
Good things, positive things will happen to you.
Absolutely. And then obstacles are going to come for all of us. And it's a question of how I look at it. I can look at it and say, right, okay, this is insurmountable. I can't get around this. Whereas if I look at it and see, this is an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity for me to look at changing what I do, to look at things differently. And that's very true about relationships, because this is what happens in the breakup of most relationships, because we're all very sensitive underneath. And all it takes sometimes is a dirty look, never mind a word. And then I feel, well, what are they looking at? What are they thinking? And so we go into mind reading. And if I'm okay inside myself and I fully accept and appreciate that I'm that being of peace, I'm that being of love, they're all virtues of self-respect. And if I'm okay with that, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And then if somebody does say something, because it will happen, this is life today, people are hurting inside and they're going to pass comments or whatever, and sometimes they don't intend to hurt, it's just they're coming from a place of hurt themselves. And then you're able to say, okay, tell me exactly what you mean by that. So you're able to continue the conversation as opposed to getting angry back, because to people being angry, just spit fire.
That's quite true.
Yes.
It's like a rolling stone gathers moss or doesn't gather moss.
Absolutely.
Going down the hill. Once the fire is stoked, it's difficult to put it out.
It's very difficult, and when harsh words come out, you know, it's very rare that an apology will change that. It's our attitude, it's our future behaviour that changes. That's the real apology.
So, can you give our listeners any tips on how to be positive,
mm-hmm.
how to think positively, how to change their attitudes?
Okay. Now, the best thing, and I find this absolutely the best way, and that is to use what's known as diaphragmatic breathing. That's breathing from the belly. So if you inhale through the nose and exhale, and feel that belly, so it's rising and falling, what happens is you'll calm your mind down and calm the body down simultaneously. And it's impossible to think racing thoughts and focus on your breathing at the same time. So you take yourself out of that craziness you've just been in. So you're able to stand back from the situation. It's what's known as the SOS. You stand back from the situation by taking deep breaths, calming everything down. Then you observe what's going on and you're able to look at it and say, right, was I being very sensitive here? Was there truth in what that person was saying? And if there was, okay, maybe I need to accept it and address it. Maybe I need to address my behavior. And you steer yourself in a positive direction. Or as you said earlier, I just smiled. And that smile made a huge difference. And it does make a difference. And okay, we've got to be careful who we smile at if they're very angry, because that's going to get them twice as angry. And I find that that actually works. And then to set at least 10 minutes aside every morning and the same at night. Going to bed, we should be winding down, not winding up. And most people are feeding on multimedia and television and everything else. That does not, it's not conducive for a calm mind. It's not setting you up for a good night's sleep. So if you have that 10 minutes, and even if you just go inside and you say to yourself, I am a being of love, I am a being of peace, and just keep saying that to yourself gently and lovingly and quietly, but you're going to believe it and calm everything down. And the thing is about the meditation that we use is open-eyed meditation, because we believe you've got to be able to meditate or go into that quiet, safe space anytime. Not when I'm at home and I have nice squidgy music on and I light the candle and I want perfect peace and quiet. No, we need to be able to do that when there's chaos all around, just to be able to withdraw. And withdrawing means I'm stopping what's going on in my mind. I'm stopping the craziness. I'm calming myself down by using the breath. The breath is really incredible. We have to breathe, so we may as well do it properly.
I've just noticed as you use your hands calming down, It's something I saw Sister Concilio do as well when she was talking about getting out of your head and getting into your soul. And she very much used this, her hands, and pushing down.
Absolutely.
Pushing down from the head, down into the centre.
And into the earth, really. We want it out of the body. And, you know, quite a few AA people come to me for meditation, and they're wonderful to work with. They're very spiritual, incredible people.
And what is the difference between religious and spiritual?
Spiritual is the belief that I'm a soul and I connect with the supreme soul. Spirit.
Rather than, as in religion, it's particularly just on one.
On one.
On one. Yeah. Where spirituality means it's across.
Yeah, I'm a soul. We're all souls. And if I see myself as that being of peace, love, truth, happiness and contentment, and I see you in the same light, I have no judgments of you because we're both the same. And the same of everybody else. Okay, we have all different behaviors and characteristics. We're all on a journey. And it's a journey to cleanse the soul. That's how I see it. And if I have respect for everybody on their journey, but I respect myself on my journey.
I'm getting carried away, and I'm looking at the clock, just making sure we're not running too far, but we've plenty of time.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, if I want to learn more, where do I go? How can I get involved?
If you contact the Brahmakumaris in Dublin, 11 Clare Street, and if you look up the website, which is www.brahmakumaris.ie, or 089-982-7652. And we have programs going on all of the time. We have speakers coming in from the UK. We have our own in-house speakers as well. We have positive thinking, learn to meditate, just even drop in Mondays and Friday where you can do virtue scope. You can learn about your virtues. And we love to give blessing cards so you get something positive to take away, something you can reflect on each day when things are challenging.
Thank you very much. But can you tell me, I noticed one of your, we'll call it practices, is Raja Yoga?
Raja Yoga, yeah. Raja means king or highest, and yoga is union. So it is union with the highest, union with the supreme. And that is the union of the soul, the connection of one soul to another soul. And hence, the relationships are based on, like-minded. We often use that word. We connect with like-minded people. So the more I emerge the qualities of the soul, the easier it is to connect with the supreme soul, because I'm working on similar understandings and virtues and qualities.
So is the yoga about stretching and...
No, about stretching the mind.
Stretching the mind. No, that's the reason I ask is because I saw it. I saw yoga and I said, I'm not really one for stretch. Now, on saying that, some years ago, I looked after a football team. And one of the things we did, we got somebody in to show the young men to how to stretch properly and so forth, and it that sort of thing helps them through their life, because I'm very much of the belief a fit body helps a fit mind.
There's no doubt.
It doesn't make a fit mind, but it certainly helps a fit mind.
And the other way around, a fit mind will certainly help a fit body, or help to create a fit body.
Well, Maureen, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's been an absolute delight talking to you.
Thank you.